Good morning, people. We're being allowed back into a building housing several embassies in Madrid yesterday after a bomb threat received there was found to be false. The Australian, British, Canadian and Dutch embassies are all located in the building, which was evacuated after the Australian embassy received a bomb threat by telephone earlier in the day. A strike of pilots in Spain has been called off after a last-minute deal avoided chaos for the Easter travellers. Air Nostrum pilots called off their strike after a compromise was reached between the Spanish regional airline and the National Pilots Union, SEPLA. But technical difficulties mean the hundreds of flights that were cancelled ahead of expected walkouts will remain so, though the airline has said flights on April the 22nd through to the 24th will now operate as normal. This comes as millions look to travel over the Easter weekend. Portugal's fuel supplies are running out as a strike by truck drivers hit the country, forcing the government to order workers to get back on the road immediately as airports resorted to emergency reserves. Demanding better workers' rights, fuel truck drivers started a strike on Monday. Alongside oil companies, Portugal's government and security forces are planning to send dozens of tanker trucks to Lisbon to supply the capital's airport with fuel. Only one flight has been cancelled so far, but there could be more cancellations if supplies are not resumed. Air traffic controllers said on Twitter that a Ryanair flight had to stop off in Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain to refuel the aircraft before heading back to Lisbon. The National Union of Dangerous Goods Drivers said the strike will continue until their demands are met. And the DGT have finalised their Easter traffic control plans to ensure safe movement of traffic during the Easter period when over 15 million long-distance trips are expected, 7.4% more than last year. The operation begins at 3 p.m. this Friday and ends at midnight on Monday. Easter is one of the most intense periods due to the multitude of trips that take place in the short space of time. This year, 9,200 Guardia Civil traffic officers will be on duty throughout the operation, 400 more than last year. There will be 724 speed control points, 62 fixed radars, as well as 557 mobile radar devices in Guardia Civil vehicles. All of that along with 10 operational helicopters, with most of them equipped with the Pegasus airborne radar, as well as drones. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.